25 past 7 on The Breakfast Club. Nice to have your company wherever you are listening across the globe. You might be in Michigan with Big Tone listening. You can do that these days on the wireless, rsn.net.au, or the RSN app, which everyone needs on their phone. Jed Morgan, the Aussie PGA winner, still to come after 8 o'clock. Britt Bonici from the Pies in women's football. Marcus Stoinis, not too far away from the Melbourne Stars. But Mitch Lewis is a part of the Hawthorn outfit, and I want to find out what's happening at Bunjilbagora, the new home, well, the newly named home of the Hawks, with Sam Mitchell in charge there for the first time this preseason. He joins us. Good morning, Mitch.
G'day, Haas. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to have you with us. Firstly, the whole Bunjilbagora thing, we spoke to Justin Reeves about it last year when it was renamed. Do you find yourself calling it that, or is it just, I'm going to training?
Yeah, that's what we all refer to it at the club. So heading down to the cafe, and hang on, we just need to head back up to... I'm not even going to attempt to say whatever you just said.
Well played. Stay within your lane. I don't mind that from you. Hey, how's things at Hawthorn? Because the world's a bit different. We know, obviously, it was a bit tumultuous at times last season with the handover and the whole Clarko-Mitch thing. But Mitch is in charge now. New coaches on deck. What's the vibe like?
Yeah, obviously, it's very different. Clarko spent a hell of a lot of time at the club over the journey, and no doubt it'll be different with Mitch, but it's very exciting times at the club. Everyone's very optimistic for the season ahead, and he set out some real strong game plan that we can all follow, and the boys are really keen to get stuck into 2022.
So is training different? Because Mitch played, obviously, heaps of his career under Clarko, and he coached under him as well. Is training sessions different? Are they structured differently? Are they doing different drills, or is it similar stuff?
A bit of both. There's definitely a lot of difference. We've got basically a whole new coaching group besides from Chris Newman. So there's a lot of input coming from guys that have entered from other clubs, and Mitch is just trying to do the best thing to make us as good as footy as we can be. So he's open to try anything at training, which is great for us.
As a result of the new coaching factor, are you doing more sort of match simulation stuff than what you would normally do because it's going to be different?
The match sim has sort of started this week. So we started on Monday and pretty much straight into it. So games actually aren't too far away when you think about it. So practice matches sort of start next month. So you probably need to get match ready in the next couple of months. So that's what we've been doing.
We were talking to Xavier O'Halloran earlier from the Giants, and he was talking about just the influx of young players that are having an impact on their club, and as a result, there's real optimism. You guys are a bit the same, that a lot of youngsters kind of emerge through 2 years, really, of quite a few injuries, which put you in pretty good stead going into this year.
Yeah, spot on. We've sort of had a changing list over the last few years, and that's given an opportunity for guys like Will Day and CJ Gias and Dylan Moore, James Warple to really shine. And you really feel like at the club they're going to be the new leaders of the footy club, which is really exciting for us. But to have a young group driving standards, that's going to be good for us in the future as well.
And in terms of the team, we had a lot of discussions about the Hawks, obviously, last year. There was one stage, I reckon, where the whole back six was out of the team, and for a period of time. And what does that do to the confidence levels, knowing that you've got all that quality of player to be able to put back into a team and build this new generation?
Yeah, exactly right. There's guys like, you sort of forget about James Sicily. He didn't play for the whole 2021 season, so... You put guys like that in, and if we're at a full-strength side, the back six looks really, really strong. And I feel like a couple of those half-backers might have to find a new home on the wing or something because they can't all fit back there.
And what about for you, mate? You've had more numbers than years, pretty much. You've won three numbers in 4 years. That's a great effort. I haven't seen that, I must admit, in my time in footy. But what about for you? You've been around a little while now. What are your expectations for yourself for this season and beyond?
Yeah. Heading into the sixth season now, and expectations of myself are fairly high. I feel like I've underperformed, especially last year and the year before. So I'm looking to have a big 2022 season, and hopefully our style of ball movement and game plan can really help the forwards to have a strong season.
So who are you working with from a coaching perspective or a development perspective, sort of a bit more closely than others?
Yeah, so we've got big David Hale, who's come over from Freo. Obviously, he was a star player, over 200 games and kicked a hell of a lot of goals. So he's offered a lot of advice when he first comes to the club. And Adrian Hickmont's another one that has worked a lot with every player on their mindset, but I'm working especially close with him as well, which is good.
David Hale could be really good for you. I mean, similar sort of players. He has as a hawk, obviously a kangaroo as well, but with yourself in that forward line, he could make a big impact on you.
Why are you trying to say that we're both big and slow?
No, I'm not at all. I'm suggesting that with your height, and I mean, this is, I guess you touched on it yourself about perhaps not reaching your own expectations. I mean, I think that, you know, if it clicks, I think could be the key to Hawthorn rising up the ladder in that forward line, finding that one that can kick with Kaczynski multiple goals.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And Hayley, we've already built a pretty strong connection over a short period of time. We get along really well. So hopefully the advice he can give on the footy field works as well as our relationship off it.
What about your golf? How's that going? Because you were probably more known as a golfer than you were as a footballer before you'd played a game at Hawthorn.
Yeah, that's not ideal when you're trying to make an AFL career, is it?
How is the golf going?
Yeah, good. Golf's been going good. I recently joined up at a new golf club, Peninsula Kingswood. So
nice.
That's been very nice. So during the off-season, definitely got out for a few hits out there.
Handicap?
I actually blew out a little bit when I first joined there, so I'm out to one now.
Oh, yeah. Poor bastard. You're out to one. That's outrageous. Yeah. Outrageous. Yeah. Well, if your shots for goal are as good as your drives down the middle, then we'll be happy from a Hawks perspective. Good luck to you, mate. Nice to chat as always. Enjoy the rest of the preseason. Look forward to seeing the whole crew, but you out there in the brown and gold in 2022.
Thanks for that, guys. You've got quite the lineup this morning. Britt Benici and I played junior footy together, so take it over her for me.
There you go. I will do that. I'll make a note of that, and we'll have a chat to Britt a little bit later on. Go get him.
Thanks very much. See you later, guys.
Good stuff. Mitch Lewis with us from the Hawks. They are a fascinating watch, I reckon.
No doubt they are. And it's turned on its head almost, I reckon, Hawthorn, because, again, opportunities to younger players because of injuries is, I reckon, completely turned around expectation on what is capable, and clearly a new coach as well makes them irresistible in the sense of not knowing really what's going to happen. Yeah. But he is a perfect example of someone that I really like, Mitch. I think he could be a really, really good player. If he does click, it makes such a difference to what Hawthorn's capable of doing, I reckon.
Yep.
I mean, because Kaczynski.
Jacob.
Kuzinov. You know, he's another one that if they can get, you know, maybe 90 goals out of those two? 80, maybe 80 is enough.
Out of two? There's not too many 40 goals.
Yeah, I know. That's why I changed from 90 to 80 and probably should have gone to 70.
70 is probably about the number.